Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. It's the Sleep Number Everything Smart Bed Sale. Every smart bed and base are on sale during our Memorial Day event. Up to 50% off, plus free home delivery. Limited time. Exclusively the Sleep Number store near you. Learn more at sleepnumber.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
3, 2, 1.
Hello and happy Sunday morning. Hope you guys are having a wonderful week. We are a few weeks away from the NFL draft. Teams are settling in. Rookie mini camps have taken place. And we have an NFL schedule. That is something to look forward to. Today, I'm going to start my look at some of our revised dynasty rankings now that we've had the draft and rookies have joined the player pool. Today, it is going to be the top 25 quarterbacks. But before we get to that, it's time to look at the schedule. And since every week we talk about Thursday night football, it feels right to look at that Thursday night football schedule. The NFL schedule release is out. There are a lot of big games. The opening game for the entire season takes place on a Thursday night, not part of the TNF schedule, but that will be the Philadelphia Eagles hosting the Dallas Cowboys. Right after that, we have the Chiefs and the Chargers from Brazil. That'll be the Friday night game, so a big opening week. Thursday night football actually kicks off on week 2 with the Packers hosting the Commanders. As you can see, it's a pretty fun schedule. Black Friday game this year, the Eagles hosting the Bears. Hopefully that one will be a little bit competitive. Prime Video also has the Christmas night game, and this one caught my eye because it is my Denver Broncos against the Kansas City Chiefs. A lot of international games this year. The Ireland game features the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Minnesota Vikings. Vikings turn right around and play in London the following week, kind of a weird double dip for them. Bye weeks this year kick off in week 5. They run through week 14, taking off week 13, which is Thanksgiving week. Last year, we had 2 kind of non-bye weeks sandwiched in the middle. This year, it is only Thanksgiving week. A lot of fun games on Thanksgiving as well, including the Chiefs going to play the Cowboys. The Chiefs pretty much are playing every holiday and every extraneous schedule you can imagine. That may be the price of success for some of these teams. Looking forward to seeing all that. That should be a lot of fun. So, as I mentioned, going to be looking at dynasty ranks the next couple of weeks. Today is quarterbacks. Next week will be running backs. Then we will take a look at receivers and tight ends. I'm doing my basically top 150, going to do 25 quarterbacks, 50 running backs, 50 wide receivers, and 25 tight ends. That means not all the rookies will get in there, especially when it comes to quarterbacks. So we are talking about our favorite dynasty quarterbacks here, and we'll look at these kind of 4 prominent players: Josh Allen, Jared Goff, Patrick Mahomes, and Lamar Jackson. You can bet that they are going to be near the top of the list. So I'm going to start at 25 and work my way up. Basically, I'm going to talk about a couple of groupings. 25 to 13 is essentially the QB2 ranks, and essentially my QB1 for dynasty purposes would be 12 to 1. So in that kind of QB2 range, I have Tua Tagovailoa at 25 for the Miami Dolphins, then Jackson Dart, who was taken in the first round by the New York Giants. I have him at 24. Geno Smith, 23. He got traded to the Las Vegas Raiders. They gave him an extension. He's back with Pete Carroll. I kind of like that pairing there. And number 22, Matthew Stafford. He just worked on a new contract as well. Feels like he is pretty rooted there in Los Angeles. Then we start hitting some younger players. At 21, I have Cam Ward. The rookie first-round pick that was taken by the Tennessee Titans. Then at 20, Bryce Young. I liked the way he stepped forward in year two with the Carolina Panthers, looking forward to a good year three. Number 19, Michael Penix Jr. A pretty good three-game sample size starting for the Falcons to end last year, comes in as the starter this year. Kirk Cousins not in my top 25 right now, looking like he's going to be a backup. I think he's more of a QB3 this year. Is there a chance for him to bounce back? Possibly, but Penix looks like he's the future. Number 18, a very interesting and polarizing player in Trevor Lawrence. Getting another new coach and another new system, coming off of a big injury. Can he bounce back? We shall see. Number 17 for me, Kyler Murray. Remains rock steady, but you know, he's still never thrown for 4,000 yards in a season, which should be kind of a low barrier number in the modern NFL. He's under a long-term contract, but the Cardinals haven't done a lot, haven't won a lot with him in there. He is a tough one to rank, definitely a solid piece for dynasty for starting, but I just like him in the QB2 range. He definitely has some QB1 upside on the fantasy field, but I just don't feel great about him as some of the other quarterbacks. Number 16 for me, Dak Prescott, another new coach for him. He is also coming off an injury, but they went and got George Pickens. He still has CeeDee Lamb, so that should be a good time there. Number 15, Brock Purdy. The man just got a long-term contract from the 49ers. He's been very steady and solid as a starter. I like him as a high-end QB2. And here we get to a couple of guys who are on the cusp, who I could see moving up, but right now I feel more comfortable in this range, and that is number 14, Caleb Williams. Had a solid, if unspectacular, season as the number one overall pick last year for the Chicago Bears. Getting Ben Johnson this year could be a big year to take a step forward. And number 13 for me is Drake May. He had a very solid season for a very underwhelming roster with the New England Patriots. New set of coaches for him now, Mike Vrabel.
The best piece of financial advice I've ever received is to pay yourself first. That's why now with every paycheck I receive, I start by putting a little bit away for those rainy days. Today's episode is sponsored by Acorns. Acorns is a financial wellness app that makes it easy to start saving and investing for your future. Acorns lets you get started with the spare money you've got right now, even if all you've got is spare change. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns recommends a diversified portfolio that can help you weather all of the market's ups and downs. Using Acorns, before I knew it, I had a couple thousand dollars in a little nest egg account. Sign up now and join the over 14 million all-time customers who have already saved and invested over $25 billion with Acorns. Head to acorns.com/49ers or download the Acorns app to get started. Paid non-client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/49ers.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. It's the Sleep Number Everything Smart Bed Sale. Every smart bed and base are on sale during our Memorial Day event. Up to 50% off, plus free home delivery. Limited time. Exclusively to Sleep Number store near you. Learn more at sleepnumber.com.
Taking over Josh McDaniels on offense. Still an unsteady group of weapons. Yes, I like Stephon Diggs in theory, but he's coming off of an injury, has some off-the-field concerns, getting a little bit older. He is by far the best receiver that they have on that roster. I think May has all the tools to succeed and to possibly bounce up, but for right now, I left them in that range. So that brings us kind of into the QB1 range. So where are we at with this? Well, number 12 for me, Baker Mayfield. He's been rock solid. He has changed a offensive coordinators and coaches a lot in his career, even here in Tampa Bay. It hasn't seemed to matter. Another great season last year. He has been a top 10 quarterback the last two seasons with the Buccaneers. I think he will remain in that QB1 range. He's under a pretty long-term deal. Looks pretty good in that grouping. Number 11 for me, Jordan Love. And this is a tough one for me. He had a pretty spectacular first year as a starter. Last year, he was good, but not great. But he is a younger player under a decently long-term contract with a good set of weapons. So I landed him here. Number 10, Jared Goff, probably the oldest player in this group, but he has been very solid for Detroit. They have a lot of weapons with Jameson Williams and Amon-Ra St. Brown and Tim Patrick and Sam Laporta. Yes, they're changing offensive coordinators, but that core group of weapons isn't going to change. And Jared Goff has been a very steady and good presence there in Detroit. Number 9, CJ Stroud. I have questions about his protection, but they have gone and gotten him some more weapons. He took a little bit of a step back in his sophomore season, but I think he's ready to come rearing back in year 3. Number 8, Bo Nix. Maybe I'm a homer. I just think he fits the coach and the scheme and what they're trying to do. Had a great rookie season. Good rushing numbers, added rushing touchdowns, 29 passing touchdowns, nearly 4,000 yards. As a rookie, I don't think he'll ever have a worse probably supporting cast or system or development time than he had as a rookie there with Denver. So I like the potential and the wheels up. He really pushed Jaden Daniels for that rookie of the year consideration last year in the NFL. Number 7, Justin Herbert. He has had a spotty playoff record, yes, but he has been steady and solid in the regular season despite having in sometimes underwhelming cast. That was certainly true last year. They've worked real hard to try to right that this year. Trey Harris coming in, I like that. They brought back Mike Williams. Still talk that they may bring back Keenan Allen. Ladd McConkey really has developed into a solid target. I like Justin Herbert there. Number 6, Jalen Hurts, the Super Bowl MVP coming off Super Bowl. He is a dual threat guy. Although with Saquon Barkley, he doesn't have to run that. But still a very good passer, a very good leader, a very good fantasy producer. Number 5, Patrick Mahomes. Early in his career, he threw a lot, made a lot of points in fantasy throwing. Last couple of years, he's been more of a lower-end QB1 with a little less robust passing, but it seems like they're swinging the pendulum back. They've been working on building up that receiving group. Seems like they may need more offense, so Patrick Mahomes, still one of the best quarterbacks in the league, still a top 5 dynasty option for me. Number 4, I have Jaden Daniels, the offensive rookie of the year. Could he be higher? He certainly could be, but we've still only seen 1 year. I like his potential. I like what he brings to the Washington Commanders, but I feel more confident in the 3 quarterbacks I have above him. Still a top 5 option, a great rookie season. Looking forward to seeing what he can do in year 2. Number 3 for me is Joe Burrow. Yes, Cincinnati has had its troubles. They haven't had the greatest success in the regular season or in the playoffs in the last few years. But Joe Burrow continuing to put up mammoth numbers. They committed long-term to Jamar Chase and T. Higgins. That keeps his weapons there. He has some great options in Mike Gesicki and Andre Yosivas. He seems to have found a great running back in Chase Brown, and he just keeps throwing. He is some fantasy gold. Number 2, Lamar Jackson, a dual threat. He's really come on and developed a little bit as a passer. This offense in Baltimore developing and maturing. He is a rock-solid asset. And then number 1 for me, Josh Allen, the reigning NFL MVP. I just like what he brings as both a runner and a receiver, and he's been more durable than Jackson throughout his career. That's, to me, what gives him a slight edge, but you really can't go wrong with either, with really any of the top 4 guys. If you have one of those guys, you're in great shape. If you have 2 of those guys, you're probably dominating your league. If you have 2 guys in the top 10, you're also probably dominating the league. I have a couple of leagues where I have a couple of those guys, and it is just glorious. So hopefully you're able to get a hold of some of those really, if you want to be a playoff team in fantasy football, if you want to compete, you have to have at least two of the guys that I ticked off in the top 25. It would be better if you had three or even four of those guys in Superflex, because quarterback, just such a fungible position with all of the bye weeks and the injuries and some of the matchup issues. So that is something to look forward to. Well, that'll do it for this week. Next week, I will pull up the NFL schedule for another of the prime time nights. Going to be looking at Sunday night football, and then we will be talking my top 50 running backs. This is one that did get heavily impacted by the draft class. There are six rookie running backs that I liked a lot that I thought were first round, early half, second round grades in rookie drafts that I have worked their way up pretty high. And then a seventh or eighth guy that are worth a shot. Running back is a weird position. You have the highest of highs and also a lot of question marks, even as you get through that first 25. So a lot of breath of fresh air with this rookie class. Looking forward to talking about that. And we'll be back next week to do that. Until then, you guys have a wonderful week.
Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.